we'd like to welcome you back to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio and at linewsradio.com. Bob Vecchio, once again, your host, continuing our conversation with HACCP. It's the Educational Foundation for the Harborfield School District, and we were alluding it to it, you know, we kind of set it up before the end of the first segment, but there's a major fundraising event that goes on. This is the second year, if I'm not mistaken, that you're having this big gala fundraiser, right? Is that correct, Susie?
Yes, this is, we took a break last year, so it's an every other year thing, but this is our second time hosting the gala. In recent years, when the foundation first started, there were some galas back then, but you know, as with all fundraising, you need to change things up.
Right.
But this new format seems to really be embraced by our community. And I think what's especially notable about this gala is it represents the collaboration between HACCP, between PTAs who can no longer really do active fundraising, between our district and our parents and our community and our business community. It's that perfect storm of collaboration where everyone gives so much of their time and talents. And even our staff who are paid, they put in so much more above and beyond. And that's the beautiful thing about the gala, which is why it's not just a cocktail party fundraiser, but we're really proud to honor a select group of people. And we can honor so many more, but it highlights the achievements and the contributions. We have a saying in Harbor Fields, it's hashtag H family, and that's really what we are about. And this gala kind of highlights what we are and what we do.
And it's always great to say thank you. And that's an important thing. You know, I always tell folks, you often hear the complaints, you rarely hear the compliments. So it's always good to hear the compliments. Now, Kelly, we talked about the different categories of the honorees. But tell us about some of the folks that you will be honoring at this event. The event is on March 1st. It's at the Lark Field in East Northport. For more information, go to www.gala.hacef.org. If you want to be a part of it, sponsor, they're going to have a great time. We talked off the air, and it's going to be casino night. Baskets are going to be raffled off. So go there with a lot of money, and you know, if you're like me, you won't walk out with anything, but you know, we hope that you're lucky. So tell us about some of the honorees.
Thank you. It's so hard, like Susie said, there's so many amazing, we're a small school district, and we pride ourselves on being a small town, and we live in our little Harbor Fields bubble, but believe it or not, that makes it even harder to choose. We just have the cream of the crop across Long Island. It's absolutely amazing. The wonderful, the community members, our administration, our teachers, they work really hard. So we did our best to come up with a broad range of awards to give out this year. One is an advocacy for arts. One is educational advocacy. One is making IT or information technology happen, because technology is really a big push.
Hugely important in schools nowadays,
yes,
right?
And hard to fund.
And
so we have the arts, we have the education, we have making IT happen. We have It Takes a Village, which is some of our parents who have donated and given a lot of their time, dedicated a lot of their time over the years. And then Community Partnership Award. And there's a very important partner in our community, and it's Value Drugs, and they're a pharmacy / anything you need, family owned and operated business in Greenlawn and Huntington. And in fact, they're in Westchester also, but for our purposes, they're in our town. And Peter and Jimmy Pastorelli are the proprietors of that business. And it's just anything we need from the community, from if it's the library, if it's the PTA, if it's the school, they participate in our outreach program. They help us collect school supplies from their stores, and they put bins in, and they donate supplies. They work with our special education students, and they provide a really interesting, amazing program for our teenagers who will be pursuing an alternative path toward career success. And they're working with them in the school, in the store itself, and giving them opportunities to work. And just anything we need.
And that's what's great about a family-run business that you don't get with the big box store chains. And,
exactly.
You know, I'm not going to mention their names, but, you know, that are their competitors. Family-run stores like that tend to be grounded in the community. invest constantly in the community. I mean, you know, they're always getting hit up for every fundraiser. They're buying every Girl Scout cookie.
They say, what do you need?
Right. It's always the shakedown.
They don't hide, though.
Right.
And actually, Peter and Jimmy are both their alumni. Right. Their parents still live in the district. They have five children themselves in the district. Their nieces, their nephews, their sisters.
So they get it.
They get it.
They're paying it
forward. And we're very, very grateful.
Good. And Karen, talk to us about some of the other honorees, because actually, this is part one of two shows. We're going to be talking to some of the honorees in next week's episode. So tell us about some of the other honorees, and some of them we'll get to speak to as well.
Well, we have Pete. We have a wonderful man named Pete Iovino, who is our information technology award. He won. We wanted to award him because he is an unsung hero in our district. He handles so many things for us behind the scenes. Whenever there's a problem with a computer, whenever there's a problem or there's innovation with technology, Pete is there. And it's I feel like a lot of parents in the community may not know who he is, but everybody relies on him so heavily. So we wanted to do something special for him. We have Sue Torini and Augie Rattino, who are two outstanding teachers in our district. That's the Educational Advocacy Award. And they have gone above and beyond with our students again and again. They represent the teachers. They're always out there, what they can do, and they're a major source of support.
And we were talking off the air, too, that they're part of the teachers union. It's
yes,
the president.
President. And then I think Augie Rattino is the building president
building rep. Right. But he's also a big public education advocate with his activity with the Political Action Committee as well.
Mm.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's important. So talk about public education advocates as educators. Really important to thank them and recognize them. Susie, tell us about some of the other folks.
Yeah, I also just wanted to chime in about them and all of the staff itself that were part of the group that's being honored. They're so humble and quiet about what they contribute. It's not a chore or burden or just a job for them. They really display their passion and their partnership with our school district. And we are just so blessed to have them. I worked with them first when I was part of the PTAs and when the school districts went through really tough times when we lost a lot of our state funding. Mm-hmm. And they were willing to get down in the trenches and partner with us. It wasn't a teachers versus parent community. It was really a collaborative effort because everyone was invested in the children of our district. So we are really blessed with Sue and with Augie and with Dan and Allison, who are receiving our Arts Advocacy Award, and what they also do going above and beyond. They took the children to Disney, which they do once every 4 years. No small undertaking to take 300 children. Just traveling through an airport like this one, you know, to get them down.
Traveling
to
with four children to Disney, I can't, you know, please.
And Dan, 2 years ago, also took his jazz musicians to New Orleans for a special you know, festival. They're part of encouraging the children with the Escamilla and the NISMA and the Allstate. And they really love what they do, and they bring that passion. And it's so important that we have a balance, not just with your core subjects, but with your music and arts. And they really support that. They do it through the school musical as well as through the instrument programs. And we're really proud to be able to recognize the arts as an integral part of our community.
Critically important. And you also are recognizing some other community members as well with their long-term contributions to the school district. Tell us about them.
And that would be Ellen Rieger and Kim Cagnazzi that are getting our Community Distinguished Service Award for over 20 years of service, with such a long resume between the two of them of what they've done with the PTA, with HACCP, with the Booster Club. Ellen is part of our Harbor Fields Public Library Board of Trustees, you know, right now. And it could be very easy for people to fade into the woodworks once your kids are done with Harbor Fields, but they're still very active and visible within our entire Harbor Fields community because they're part of the legacy and the history. And this is one of those towns where people stay, they come back, they have their children, you know, come back to live. So we happen to be living in a little bit of a Hallmark movie, you know.
There's nothing wrong with it, let me tell you something. And Karen, real quick, typically, what do you give out in the way of scholarships or awards or grants every year?
Well, I mean, since we've started, we've given $300,000 to the district. But in the last 2 years alone, I mean, we've really grown. It's been about $125,000 in grants and scholarships.
So the foundation's Mardi Gras Gala, HACIF, their gala, again, is Friday, March 1st at the Lark Field in East Northport. Go to www.gala.hacef.org for more information so that you could be a part of it. You're going to want to be a part of this event, and it's supporting information, innovation, technology, and the arts in the Harbor Fields School District. We want to congratulate the entire Harbor Fields community for a job very well done with HACIF, their educators, and their community supporters. You've been listening to Spotlight on Long Island Schools on 103.9 LI News Radio, and again at linewsradio.com. Until next week, thanks again for listening.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.